what's going on.
Time for What's Happening.
I don't. Never mind.
Beirut rocked by a massive explosion. If you haven't seen the video, holy hell.
Two explosions, now they're saying, occurred in the port of Beirut, potentially injuring dozens. A death toll that I've seen is 10. But there's so much damage in that area where this explosion or these explosions took place. It's going to be some time before they can actually figure out how many victims there actually are.
Civil defense officials said his men had evacuated dozens to hospitals and that there are still bodies under the debris. Now, they don't know the cause of this thing. Israeli government says Israel had nothing to do with it, despite there being tensions.
Yeah, this may simply have been an accident, but it's the size of this thing is amazing. A general security chief said it appears that there's a warehouse that contains material that was confiscated, and it appears that it was highly explosive. But they point out the difference between something, some substance or chemical, whatever, that is highly explosive as opposed to explosives. They were very careful to say that. The thing that I found amazing was the explosion could be heard 150 miles away in Cyprus.
Across the Mediterranean.
Incredible.
Well, one person was killed, four more injured after this massive house party we told you about earlier in the show. It was at a multi-million dollar home in the Hollywood Hills. It was just before 1 a.m. this morning when crews responded to this shooting.
Man who attended the party said that he was there to shoot a music video. Although the security guy, or a guy who claimed to have been head of security, said that this was a party for an NFL player, somebody who'd just been drafted. And everything was fine until partygoers heard gunshots. Apparently some Instagram video that you can find shows, or you can hear the sounds of 20-some-odd gunshots in this, two rounds of shooting.
Well, it looks like Jackie Lacey's husband will be charged for pulling a gun on the Black Lives Matter protesters that showed up to their house in the middle of the night, knocking on the door. This is, looks like, three misdemeanor counts of assault with a firearm. It happened March 2nd, and Attorney General Javier Becerra has filed these charges.
This is what he does with his job, huh?
Well, he's probably in it for George Gascon to win the DA race, and then we don't have law and order at all.
So there was a time when Jussie Smollett was asked why he thought he was beat up on the street in Chicago that night by a couple of guys that he paid to do. And remember, he said, it's because I come so hard at 45. Mm-hmm. Like he was the guy who has been the voice of resistance against Donald Trump. Does Javier Becerra believe that about himself now, too? He's taking on that mantle. He's the one who's going to file the most lawsuits against Donald Trump.
I don't know. I don't know him. But I find it interesting when people decide to have law enforcement jobs just to tear down all of the work that people have done to keep people safe.
Hey, we have somebody who's standing up for Ellen DeGeneres.
Katy Perry. I was listening to the radio on the way home.
That's so weird.
And the disc jockey says, Katy Perry is talking about her love language with whoever she's with right now. Is it Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
Okay. And they described it as spiritual evolution. That is their love language. And then I plowed my car into the nearest wall.
You just said, I am not going to do this. And you just left the car on the freeway. Just left it.
Yeah, I'll show you spiritual evolution. God. Good Lord.
Who thinks that? I don't know. Who is it because they just don't need to do normal work? I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying they don't do normal work. Mm-hmm. They don't go to an office.
So they sit in a room.
They sit around and they're like, what
candles,
do we do with...
Play with their goop toys.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, when they
oh, the consciously... conscious uncoupling.
Why would you come up with a term like that? And how long did it take you to do that?
Everybody wants to feel special, and so they have to find labels to put on themselves. Very specific labels.
Why can't you say something like, I love my wife, I love my husband... And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we live a happy, fulfilling life.
How about it's none of your damn business? How about that?
I suppose there's that. Also,
I love this story, but I hate this story coming out of Phoenix. I love it because this is parents doing what parents should do. I hate it because this shouldn't be news. This should be what happens every time a kid does this kind of thing. Right?
Yes.
Like, why is this news?
Well,
that makes me sad.
Too many times we treat kids as people, and sometimes they're not.
This is a family whose teenage son stole their car and was the police found out about it. And so they called the parents, and the parents decided to remove everything from the teenager's room. He's 14. The dad says, "We got back to the house. Today, his room is 100% empty. We're giving all of his stuff away." While his parents were clearing out his room, Angel sat on his bed with a sign that reads, "Sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding." We're talking about clothes, TV, the bedroom set, given away for free. They said his belongings went as fast as the Range Rover he was driving.
Ha ha! Zing! Way to go, Jennifer.
But isn't that great?
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
There have been shock and awe moments in our house as well.
There have.
I haven't taken someone's room apart like that, but there have been entire, shall we say, clusters of items that have been removed from the vicinity of a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your daughter gets into a lot of trouble.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, what a mess.
I pulled the carpet from her room.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just had plywood underlayment at that point.
Then there was that time that you cut off the heat to her room in the winter when she was bad.
I just boarded up the vent. Yeah. And then I nailed the windows shut. Sorry. No circulation for you.
Throw in some old cheese.
Better not breathe so hard. You're going to get a little carbon dioxide up in there.
Oh, and then this finally, Kim Jong-un travels around with his own personal toilet to protect his feces.
To protect it from what?
From people who may want to do something with it.
All right.
And if anybody is caught using one of his personal toilets, death sentence.
Boom.
Boom.
That's what we do now.
That's 2020.
And here's the thing. That's not even going to register.
Odd.
When we get to December and we start talking about, remember what a year we've had? That's not even going to be odd.
No.
That's not weird.
No.